Wah, wah, wah. Good evening, everybody. How's it going? It's pretty chilly now, to be honest. But I'm gonna take a nice little like side trail and let's check out what's over there. Let's see. How do you tweet about this? Ah, I think that's how you do it. I don't know how to use Twitter Spaces. I'm not a V-spacer. There you go. I think that's good. If you guys want to chat with me, by the way, I'll be looking at the tag hashtag 3am Altair. So I'll be checking that out. Hope everyone's doing good today. Oh, it's a little chilly. Pretty chilly. It's a little bit cloudy, unfortunately, so I can't see the stars. So it might be a little bit of a short walk. But I think that should be fine. Hopefully you guys can still hear me, I think it should be fine. Do you guys ever get that feeling when you can smell fall? Smell winter coming? It's like a unique smell, I feel. Just like a unique smell that you can, like, you can smell it coming before it actually turns into fall or winter. Winter, it's pretty cool. Maybe it's weird to be saying that. Is that weird to be saying? Is that weird to be saying? I don't think it is, right? Let me just make sure I can see what you guys are saying. There we go. Winter is coming, yeah. Winter is coming. Ah, stay warm. I've got a pretty big jacket on right now, so it's pretty comfortable. It's just nice, you know. It's like heavy enough to make you feel pretty comfy. I don't have my hood on yet, but I should. But it's not like heavy enough to be too warm when I'm walking. It's a pretty perfect temperature. I know I like warm temperatures too, but chilly's nice. A nice brisk chill. What smell? I don't know. It just feels like different seasons have different smells, of course, because, you know, pollen, you know, decaying leaves, all that jazz. If that's even a smell. Good evening, good evening. Hello, hello. Okay, I'm coming up towards a little playground. I'm gonna go check it out. Hopefully I'm not trespassing. It's literally right here. Also, who's outside at 3 o'clock in the morning? Really crazy people. Unhinged. People that are actually just enjoying the weather. Mm-hmm. How dare you assume. Well, this bridge, it's like one of those wobbly bridges. Not quite side to side, but like when you walk on it, it like sinks into your steps. Oh, that's a weird sensation. I'm going the swing. There's no swing on this one, unfortunately. Also, I'm holding two phones right now. I can't. If I swing, should I take a walk to the, no, it's by a main road. That would be a little bit risky. Nah, I'm not going to the park, guys. I'm not going to the park. Nope, we're just gonna take a small, short walk. How's the playground look? I'm not telling you. You can't catch me. I'm nowhere. No, but I was actually just in call with the boys, and we were hanging out. You know, it's been a bit since we've hung out like that. And we were like, where did time go? Like, we remember when it was pre-debut. We were like, that's so long ago, and look at us now. Over 3 months in. Insanely busy, and we're freaking rocking it. I'm really proud of the boys. Really, really proud of them. And it's only been 3 months. You know, it feels like a long time, 3 months. But it's also just like went by in the blink of an eye. What's going to happen in the next 3 months, the next year? It's whack. Why do you have two phones? I have one phone to record it to you guys, and one phone for a hotspot. Is the slide taller than you? No. It's a pretty small, pretty thin slide. There's someone outside right now. I'm going to whisper for a second. I don't know what they're doing. But it's weird that they're outside at 3 o'clock in the morning. Why would you do that? It's so weird. You know, it's been 3 months, and weirdly enough, I've, like, been feeling really, really motivated recently. You know, things are finally going into place. The podcast, it's getting on its legs. You know, we're going through the process right now, and hopefully we can make a nice streamlined process. You know, cover's recorded. I really want to focus on music, but thing is I'm not very experienced in making music. I know I've been talking about this a lot, but I'm just excited. I'm just excited to make music. You know. I just hope that my inexperience won't show too much. But I'll try my best. Yeah, what kind of person goes out at 3 o'clock in the morning? Oh, the Bad End Night cover. Ooh. That one was fun to record because it was much higher than my actual, like... It was up at the top of my vocal range. So I really had to, like, strain to get up there. Because I don't have good basics in singing. But it was fun, you know? I realized that, like, I can't really do too much vibrato when it comes to group songs, I feel, because maybe a little bit too much dissonance. I don't know. I tried something. I just tried going pretty like solid notes instead of playing around a little bit. There were some parts that were pretty fun to sing. I think me and Anya Senpai, we did a part. It was like a little small little line that was like a duet thing. That one was fun because I got to go like, oh, that was cool. I like that. I don't know. Music's fun. A lot of the times I'm like, oh, I gotta record. But then after I record, I was like, that was not that bad. Just gotta get myself out of that mindset. Just record it. Just do it. Just do it. I just did that in the middle of the road at 3 o'clock in the morning. Oh boy. Don't let your memes be dreams. That's a loud car. I'm gonna walk the other way. Watch out for zombies. The zomboid. Guys, if you guys didn't watch the zomboid stream that we did, the finale of season 2, you guys should go watch that. That was quite the eventful 1 hour. You know, before that stream, I talked to the boys. I was like, hey, okay, this is what we got to do. We got to increase our carpentry level. We got to build rain barrels so we can survive past the point where the water and the electricity shut off. And we need to find a generator's manual. And we need another generator to put in gas station in our house. You know, put the rain barrels on top of the sink so it gets automatically filtered. I had all the plans planned out. But then... unfortunately, I think it was desync. Ah, poor Axel. Poor Axel. That man lives in like 300 ping. Ah, and then Dez, I don't know what he was doing. He ran away. He didn't trust us. And I'll remember that, Dez. I'll remember that. I hope he's not listening. He's not listening. He should be asleep. It was fun. I wanted to go on for a little longer, but I felt like I was by myself for a long time. So might as well go next. My homies aren't there with me. What's the point? It's just a single player Zomboid at that point. And I can play single player anytime I want. I want my homies. I want my bros. I want them to be alive. Zomboid is fun. We love tragic more. I guess it is like tragic stuff that does sell, huh? The sad, tragic story of Axel. Poor guy, poor guy. Whew, it's cold. I need to switch hands. One hand goes into my pocket, one hand holds the phone. I warm up the other hand. The other hand slowly gets colder. Kind of reminds me of Don't Starve. I don't know why. No, I do know why. There's like a warmth stone. I have to switch it out. I don't know what I'm saying right now. I'm just walking. I like Don't Starve, though. Good game. Did you stretch your body before the space? No, I did not. I was like, okay, it's gonna be a short walk. Nothing crazy. No hills or anything. I didn't stretch. Nor will I stop to stretch. I'm a bad boy. I'm bad to my brittle bones. But Dez has been mentioning going to the gym more, and I want to go. You know, when it, maybe it's weird to say this, but I'm a guy who gets pushed by the people around him, right? Like, I like hanging out with people that I really admire, so I can like be motivated to do better myself. And even simple things like, oh, like homies being healthy. Gotta be healthy too. But the gym, the hardest part is going back to the gym. There's like a sticker on the door. I was like, the hardest battle isn't in the gym, it's getting to the gym. At the same time, I feel like the only time I'd go to the gym is at like 1 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, when I guess nobody's around, so it's not that bad. That's a thought right there. Oh, but I hate doing cardio though. This Halloween, will you get candy or give candy? I want to talk about Halloween stuff during my chatting stream in a couple hours. But I think I'm going to at least try to sit outside for a little bit and give out some candy. Somebody suggested that I give candy with Pokemon cards, which I do have a decent amount of that, you know, I wouldn't mind giving away, of course. If I got that as a kid, I would be happy. But instead, I got Snickers, and I don't like Snickers! And Twizzlers. Yeah. No Twizzlers. Sorry. There were these Twizzlers that I really, really liked. My art teacher, if we did pretty well in middle school, she would give us these Twizzlers at the end. And those were like the really, really sour Twizzlers with the sour bit in the middle. So when you took a bite out of it, it was kind of like a... I'm trying to think of a candy to compare it to, but whatever. It was sour. It was good. It didn't taste like licorice. So I was happy. Did you wear the dino costume? No, 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 not right now. Not right now.
Later.
Last year, I went to a small little, like, Halloween party, and I just wore, like, this dinosaur onesie, because the day before, I went to Walmart, and I was looking through the Halloween costume section, but there was nothing, and, like, the party was starting soon. I was like, shoot, what do I buy? I looked over, there was a fuzzy dinosaur onesie, so I bought that, and I wore it. It was kind of small, but I wore it, and then I really wanted to, like, up it up next year. So I bought myself one of those inflatable, like, dinosaur costumes. The ones that you see, for example, like, on Mr. Beast, like, 100 dinosaurs run through a mall or something like that. I don't know if he did that. Like, those kind of videos. They're really, really goofy looking ones. So I might bring that out tonight, you know? Give out some candy and Pokemon cards in a dinosaur costume. Maybe that's a little bit too specific to talk about, so maybe I'll have to change it up. But... Man, what an eventful Halloween. Do you like gummies or gummy candies? I would say that I like gummies. I like... It's a like, but, like, if I eat too many, I get sick of it, right? So, like, Haribos, those gummy bears, I can eat those, like, one or two small packs, and then I'll be like, oh, I don't want to eat gummy anymore. Sour gummy worms, though. Small amounts, still. I'd say small amounts. I think they're just, like, so packed with flavor that my mouth is like, okay, you got a good dose, okay. Step back a little bit. Hard candies or gummy candies? Hard candies for sure. I think my number one thing I like to eat as a candy would be... you know Sour Patch Kids? But like not the ones that are... really, really soft because they're either just made or like really fresh. But sometimes there's these Sour Patch Kids that are a little bit hard, not hard enough to like be like cracking them, but enough to be like stiffer. Those ones are good. I like those. I eat so many, like so many times, that the only time I would stop eating them was when my tongue just like burned. Like it hurt. I was like, that's too much sour stuff, too much sugar on your tongue. You're going to die. So that's when I would stop. But other than that, shovel them down. Good candies. Ooh, the candies that I would normally go with a group of friends when I was younger, trick-or-treating. And, you know, I don't like peanuts. I don't like peanut products. It's not like I'm allergic, I just don't like it. So I'd always trade my friends for like their Milky Ways are really, really good. The Hershey's bars too. They would get all the peanut candies and stuff I don't like Twizzlers and stuff. Oh, nerds too. Those nerds, delicious nerds. I would eat them like one by one, and then eventually you'd get to a really, really large one for some reason. That was like a factory error. So you have like a huge nugget of a nerd. So you put that to the side, eat the rest, and then pick up that huge nerd and stare at its beauty before popping it into your mouth and be like, does this taste any different from the others? It didn't. It never does. But there's always that small little fascination, you know? Always that small little fascination. That small curiosity. I've never experienced trick-or-treating. Are they as fun as the movies make them out to be? My experience with trick-or-treating has been something like... I go with a couple of friends. We say that we're going to go this far to this street. You know, go trick-or-treating. We run around. We compare, like, yo, this... We sometimes split up. We go like, oh, this house, like, has a really good candy. This house, you know, they give you, like, a piece of lettuce or something. I don't know. So we would, like, find the best houses. And there was this one house that always gave huge, like, the giant bars of candy. So, of course, you know, every single year, we walk up, we're like, hey, each get one, you know. Get away like bandits. So I'd say it's pretty fun. Up until a certain age, of course. Obviously, if you want to go trick-or-treating, go trick-or-treating. But sometimes you just grow out of that kind of stuff and just want to sit on a porch and just hang out and give the people candy now. Yes, the roles have been reversed. You are the candy giver. So hey, if you want to make those kids happy, give them this giant candy bars. Or a Pokemon card. Make people's experiences fun, yeah? That's the spirit of the season. Oh. Do you have any weird trick-or-treating stories? I mean, I have a trick-or-treating story where I was the weird one, if that's what you're saying. this one year, two of my best friends, we didn't come up with any crazy Halloween costume. We literally just ordered three colored morph suits. So then we just ran around the entire neighborhood, just dressed in morph suits, like these little like colored full body suits where there's no eye holes, nothing. That was the weirdest Halloween. Yeah, and for some reason we were like really, really into doing somersaults and cartwheels and I forget that one. It was weird. So we were just like grabbing candy and then somersaulting. I was a weird freaking kid. What the heck? I was a weird kid. Probably explain some things. So there's your weird story if you want that. Oh, I have some stories I can tell you guys during the chatting stream later. But let's see, how long has it been? I've just been walking around like the same part of the neighborhood. It's pretty nice, avoiding major like roads, quiet enough so that houses don't hear me when I walk by. It's pretty nice. Oh, I wish it wasn't cloudy though. It's like a cloudy where you can still see the North Star, but every other star is like invisible unless you really, really look. Like it's a nice thin layer, but thin enough to just cover everything. Clouds can get kind of crazy though. Uh-oh, cumulonimbus. At least you're self-aware that, yeah, well, that's something that you get when you're just weird. Mm-hmm. And that was weird. You have a costume yourself? Yep. Inflatable dinosaur costume. Yep. What's the weirdest costume you wear? maybe that's a story I can share for the stream. Yeah, I don't want to reveal all my secrets too early. But hey, I guess just to finish off this little walk, I'm just, you know, rounding the corner of my neighborhood. It's almost November. Isn't that crazy? That's wild. 2022 is almost done. Jeez. 2022 is almost done. We are 11 out of 12 months the way through. Isn't that crazy? Okay, no, we're 10 out of 12 months through. On the 11th month. Whew. Where did the time go? Where did it go? Give me back 2022. Give it back. We're speedrunning, yeah. How would you feel if some kids dressed up as you for Halloween?
Oh, that's cute.
I always love seeing cosplays of me, so. You know, some small kid was dressed up as Altair.
Aw, oh, that's cute as heck.
That's very cute. Probably give him a lot of extra candy. I'd be like, yo, love your costume. Have some more candy. Mm-hmm. That'd be cool. Have you ever tried Bean Boozled? Yeah, I have. I tried it with my friends. It's disgusting. I don't ever want to try it ever again. Even the good flavors weren't worth the bad. You know, it was just an automatic lose. Even if you had some good beans, if you had some bad beans, the bad beans just overpowered the good ones. I'm sorry. It's just not worth it. You just want to be tortured at that point. I'll try it once, but not twice. Time flows by when you're busy. Yeah. And it's kind of crazy. You know, if you have so many things you want to do, and you really put that dedication and time towards it, you kind of forget about other things. You know? You forget about, you know, perhaps things not really noticed in your life. Might get a little bit too absorbed in your work. You know, sometimes that's good, of course. That's good. Especially if you have a lot of ambition. But at the same time, it's nice to take a nice 3 o'clock in the morning walk, wake up and smell the roses. Yeah. It's always nice to put a small little break to things to appreciate things a little bit more. Especially how fast the year went. How often do you get to just forget about everything that's plaguing you? Not too often. That's why I like going on these walks. It's nice to think. It's nice to just walk. Dopamine triggered. White people happy. Yep. Slow down. Smell the roses. Mm-hmm. Okay, last question. Kind of a side note, but has there been any songs you've been thinking of covering? All of the songs that I want to cover, first of all, I don't want to do too many more covers. I want to focus on the originals, but I will say if there's a song that I want to cover, I will cover it. But we don't have the permissions for those yet, so hopefully at some point we can get them. But until then, ba-dum-bum. Hopium. How are you doing? Ah, that's a nice question. Aw. I'm doing okay. Like I said earlier, I've been motivated, which is very good. Will I keep up this motivation? Hopefully. I'm gonna work hard. Been feeling very good. But also been feeling very busy. I want to relax a little bit more. I want to hang out with the boys a little bit more, but can't have everything. That was a car that just like slowed down when it went past me and then just sped up. That was interesting. Okay, I think that's it though. Thank you guys very much for joining my walk. I kind of want to do these a little bit more often because it's good for my health. It's kind of crazy how much a walk a day can help. So, yeah, thanks for hanging out, everybody. Hope you have a good rest. Maybe see you for the stream later tonight or today, I guess. I am streaming night and day. I'll probably play a horror game tonight. I'm going to try to play a horror game tonight. No Tempest collab tonight, so. Also, schedule coming out soon. I just need to make it. And yeah, all right. Have a good night, everybody. Thanks for hanging out. Take care. Bye-bye. Boop, 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 boop.